Okay, but last year my neighbor
climbed, but some people say clung.
Okay, but I have never
climbed.
Okay, and you say she walked up to the altar.
Climbed.
And she
climbed. Some people
say
clung.
She knelt. Okay, and if you're feeling tired, you might say, "Well, I think I'll go
lay,
huh?
Lay down."
Okay, and you say he was really sick all morning. He
laid down.
Okay. And,
lay down.
Tell me about something that you see in your sleep. You'd say, this is what I, what?
Like, dreamed.
Okay.
Some people would say dreamt. But I don't know.
Okay. And you say, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
Okay. But I usually can't remember what I have
dreamed.
Some people would say dreamt. And, you say, I dreamed I was falling, but then just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp it.
Okay. And say if you saw a friend leaving a party alone, you might ask, may I?
Go with you to take you home.
Okay. What if you had a car?
Could I drive you home?
Okay. And
go with you.
Say if you get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it towards you.
Okay, right. And the other way would be
push it away.
Okay. And say you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car. You picked up the groceries and
carried them to the car. But some people say with tote.
Okay. Do you use that word tote?
I have, but not often. I don't use it. You know, it's just not a regular word with me. But I have used it.
Do you picture? When you use the word tote, do you think of it as something that you have to have your arms around, like, you know, the groceries, like it's all you can do to hold on to? Or, like, when you talk about toting a briefcase, say?
I thought more of something up in both arms.
Okay. And, you might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
Okay. And, say, if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go
bring me the hammer.
Okay. And you say you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. So you say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Okay. You say, I've been fishing all day, but I haven't
caught anything.
Okay. And you say, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait
for you.
Okay. And say if you're about to punish your child, he might tell you, just give me another
chance.
Okay. And say if a man was in a good mood, you might say that he's in a good
disposition or
okay. Say someone who always catches
good humor, I'd say. Good humor.
Okay. And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of them.
Okay.
Good hand.
You heard that?
I don't. Now, some people do, but I don't say it myself.
You say, he didn't actually know what was going on, but he knew it all.
I don't. He thought he knew it all.
Okay. And, say if a boy had left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, he'd say, I bet somebody
stole my pencil.
Okay. Any other word he might use besides stole?
Swiped.
Okay. And you say, well, I've forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Okay. And you say, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I
forgot it.
Okay. And you say, I've just wiped him a letter.
Just wrote him a letter.
Okay. And you say, yesterday he
He wrote him a letter.
Okay. And you say, tomorrow I'll
write him a letter.
Okay. You say, it's time I was getting a say, I wrote him in it. I expect an
answer. Or
okay. And you say you put the letter in the envelope, then you take your pen and you
address it.
Okay.